The Web That Has No VR, Understanding Chinese Medicine. Appendix C, Pulses Revisited. Pulse examination can be the most important of the four examinations and is crucial to pattern discernment in general. This appendix amplifies the earlier discussion of pulses. It's presented especially for those readers who are practitioners or students of Oriental medicine and are already familiar with rudimentary pulse theory. The general reader may, however, be interested in the ways that significations or inherent correspondences change depending on the complete configuration of signs. The pulse can be taken at three positions on the radial artery. There are correlations between these pulse positions and certain organs. Authorities within the tradition have various ideas about the exact correlations. The main opinions are presented in Table 17. In the textual sources, these correspondences are mentioned but given little clinical discussion. It is important to realize that 28 pulses rarely appear alone. Usually, two or more appear in combination. For each pulse type, therefore, there is a list of other pulses that often combine with it. A pulse can appear in all three or in only one of the positions on the radial artery. To give a sense of how the tradition deals with different pulse positions, tables have been included for the more important pulses. The bilateral column in each table describes the symptoms or patterns that are associated with the pulse when it appears in only one position, but on both hands. This information is an opinion based on statements of Li Qichen in his classical pulse studies of the Lakeside Master. The left side and right side columns present a simplification of major early opinions on the significance of the pulse when it appears in only one position and on only one hand. These statements derive from the comprehensive compilation made by the Shanghai City Traditional Chinese Medical Archives Research Committee. When a Chinese physician takes a pulse, there is a sense of openness, of endless possibility, about what will be found. There is always the chance that any pulse may have a meaning different from the one traditionally assigned to it. The following discussion of the 28 classical pulses is intended to impart something of the sense of possibility. Floating pulse. A floating pulse is generally defined as a sign of an exterior pattern of disharmony or of the presence of an external pernicious influence. Yet, a floating pulse is also commonly found when there are no other signs of an exterior pattern, such as a sudden onset of fever, headache, chills, etc. If this floating pulse is weak, it's generally a sign of deficient yin or deficient blood, with the yang in relative excess so that the pulse rises higher than normal. This is an example of the yin being unable to embrace the yang. If the floating pulse is strong, it's generally a sign of internal wind pernicious influence or of excess yang. Sinking pulse. This pulse is generally considered the sign of an interior pattern. When a sinking pulse is weak, it's a sign of a deficient yang, since it means that the yang cannot lift the pulse. If the sinking pulse is strong, it's generally a sign of cold restraining the upward movement of the yang. Occasionally, an individual has a sign of an external pernicious influence along with a sinking pulse. This is usually interpreted as signifying the existence of an underlying deficient yang or deficient qi pattern that renders the patient unable effectively to combat the external pernicious influence. A sinking pulse is also considered the general pulse of kidney disharmonies. In the winter or for heavy people, however, it's considered normal for the qi and blood to be deeper, producing a sinking pulse. Slow pulse. A slow pulse represents cold. If this pulse is weak, it signifies insufficient yang to move the qi and blood. If this pulse is strong, It's a sign that excess cold is restraining the qi and blood. This sign is often associated with pain. On rare occasions, a slow pulse is accompanied by a constellation of signs pointing to a heat pattern. Often, such a heat pattern has additional aspects of dampness, which acts to restrain the movement of qi and blood and gives the slow pulse a soft quality. It's also possible for a slow pulse with great strength to appear in a heat pattern without damp aspect as a result of heat pernicious influence getting stuck. This is very rare for a heat, but occasionally occurs in acute heat patterns with abdominal distension or constipation. Rapid pulse. This pulse signifies heat. Heat generally encourages activity so that the movement of the qi and blood increases. A rapid pulse with strength signifies excess heat. A rapid but weak pulse points to deficient heat or empty fire. In rare situations, a rapid pulse may accompany a deficiency or cold pattern. Such rapid pulse is an illusionary sign of heat and is instead a sign of extreme deficient yang floating to the outside of the body. The patient's situation is serious in this case because the pattern and pulse do not match. Thin pulse. A thin pulse can mean that the volume of blood is reduced, therefore signifying deficient blood, often accompanied by deficient qi. Occasionally, a thin but strong pulse is associated with dampness obstructing qi and blood. Clinically, a thin pulse must be distinguished from a minute pulse, which is less clear and distinct than the thin and usually even weaker. Big pulse. A big pulse often is not specific enough to have a clear designation, and Li Shichen therefore left it out of his quantification of pulses. He discusses only 27 pulses. A big pulse is usually either strong, which makes it similar to a full pulse, or weak, which makes it similar to an empty pulse. If a pulse's strength lies between strong and weak, that is, if it is moderate and still is big, the tendency is to say that it signifies excess and also heat in the yang meridians, the stomach and the large intestine meridians. These meridians are said to have the most qi and blood and to most easily manifest and or register excess and heat. If there are no accompanying signs of excess, this pulse may be considered the sign of a strong constitution. Empty pulse. Different sources all agree that an empty pulse represents deficiency, but there is disagreement as to whether this pulse necessarily has a superficial aspect. Some sources seem to relate the empty pulse to deficient blood. Nijin, Li Shichen. Others relate it to deficient qi, which is Mai Jing. In general, if the empty pulse is especially superficial, it is said to signify deficient blood, that is, to have a deficient in aspect. If it is less superficial, then it signifies deficient qi, that is, it has a deficient yang aspect. Compared with a thin pulse, an empty pulse is more indicative of deficient qi. Compared with a frail pulse, it's more indicative of deficient blood. Modern texts and clinical practice seem to agree that an empty pulse is more closely related to deficient qi than to deficient blood. This interpretation results from concentrating on the big or swollen nature of the pulse, which would be a characteristic of deficient qi. The bigness of the pulse is thought to signify the qi not governing or warping the blood. The organ most associated with an empty pulse is the spleen. This association further contributes to the identification of an empty pulse with deficient qi, because the spleen, in itself, is frequently associated with deficient qi or with a combination of deficient qi and deficient blood patterns, but rarely with deficient blood patterns alone. An empty pulse can also be associated with the onset of the summer heat pernicious influence. Full pulse. The opposite of an empty pulse, a full pulse is most often felt at the onset of the excess heat disorder, but it can be part of any excess pattern. Occasionally, especially if the pulse is also somewhat moderate, it can be a sign of a strong constitution. Clinically, it is possible for a full pulse to be part of a deficiency pattern if all the other elements of a configuration indicate deficiency. Such a full pulse is illusionary and is thought to be a sign that a prognosis is poor. Slippery pulse. This pulse is generally a sign of excess mucus, dampness, or stagnant food and is therefore considered yang, within yin, or vice versa. Li Shichen and other sources, including section of the Neijin, differ slightly, but they all imply that a slippery pulse has aspect of heat and is a yang pulse. Clinically, a slippery pulse is often seen along with coughs, heavy expectoration, indigestion from stagnant food, damp heat pouring into the bladder, and damp heat in the intestines. A slippery pulse may also accompany pregnancy and can be a sign of a strong constitution. Choppy pulse. Although primarily a yang impulse, a choppy pulse can have aspect of either deficiency or excess. If a choppy pulse is also weak or thin, it's a sign of insufficient blood or excess essence to fill the blood vessels. If it is strong, resisting the fingers, it's generally a sign of congealed blood obstructing movement. On rare occasions, a choppy, strong pulse can even point to dampness obstructing movement, which is the same signification carried by its opposite type of pulse. For example, slippery. Some sources include an irregular pulse, which in any one breath beats a different number of times, the 3 and 5 not adjusted, under this type of pulse. This is important because there is no other pulse category that includes this irregularity. Clinically, a choppy pulse is often seen along with hurt and chest pain. This figures prominently in the Neijin, with illnesses accompanied by great loss of blood or fluids, and with kidney exhaustion, especially when related to sexual functions. Wiry pulse. A wiry pulse implies that something is restricting the movement of qi and blood. This pulse is generally associated with a reduction in the liver's smooth spreading function, but it can also accompany a cold pattern or any pattern with pain. Clinically, a wiry pulse may also appear with a mucus pattern that accompanies a pattern of liver invading a spleen. At other times, a wiry pulse may signify a complex pattern such as one of simultaneous hot and cold, or a pattern of half interior, half exterior. Tight pulse. A tight pulse signifies that movement is restricted because of cold. When a cold pernicious influence attempts to impinge the movement of qi and blood, the conflict of cold with the normal qi generates combative activity. The pulse feels as if it is moving from left to right and can be compared to the tautness of a stretched rope. Clinically, this pulse often accompanies a pattern of external cold wind with body aches, or deficient cold of the middle burner with pain, or cold stagnant food with pain. Knotted pulse. A knotted pulse signifies yin in ascendancy. If the pulse is also weak, the lack of smooth movement signifies extreme and chronic insufficient kidney fire or insufficient qi and blood to feel and move within the blood pathways. If the pulse is also strong, the obstruction probably involves extreme mucus, cold, or stagnant chi and congealed blood. Hurried pulse. This pulse signifies excess heat, often accompanied by aspects of obstruction from stagnant chi, congealed blood, or mucus or food blocking movement. A hurried pulse, especially when it is also weak, is sometimes a sign of organ qi in perversive violation and signifies extreme deficiency in cold. This is similar to the rapid pulse in a cold pattern. Clinically, a hurried pulse is often seen in patterns of excess yang that includes such symptoms as red eruptions, extreme anger, coarse breathing, violent insanity. The pulse is also seen in hot asthmatic conditions where mucus obstructs. Finally, this pulse may accompany patterns of heat, hurt qi and hurt yang, both exhausted. Intermittent pulse. This pulse is generally a sign that all the yin organs are exhausted. Sometimes, this pulse specifically accompanies a deficient heart qi pattern with palpitation and pain, or a middle burner deficient cold pattern with vomiting. If, however, this pulse suddenly arises and is so strong, it may be part of a momentary obstruction of qi associated with a wind pattern, pain condition, an emotional situation of great stress, or an injury. Short pulse. This pulse is usually a label for a pulse that cannot be felt in either the first or third positions or in both positions. Sometimes, a pulse is called short even when it is felt in all three positions, but the beats touching the fingers feel too small in length, signifying deficient qi, especially when the pulse is also weak. It's most commonly seen in lung, heart, or kidney deficiencies. A short pulse can also accompany a condition of mucus, stagnant food, or alcoholic intoxication, which generates stampede. But in these cases, the pulse will also have a strength and be slippery and rapid. Long pulse. If a long pulse is also moderate, it can be a sign of a strong constitution. If it has a hard, urgent, tight, or wiry feeling, it suggests excess. Clinically, this pulse combined with a wiry pulse is often seen with constrained liver qi and with such symptoms as flank pain, headaches, red eyes, and tinnitus. A long pulse together with a flooding pulse can be seen in yang ming, stomach and large intestine, heat disharmonies, especially when accompanied by mucus and such signs as epilepsy or yang insanity. Cold excess with pain and asthma can have a long and wiry pulse. Lung heat with coughing of blood often displays this pulse together with a rapid pulse. A long pulse is often felt in heat patterns in general, characterized by such symptoms as irritability, thirst, and constipation. Moderate pulse. A moderate pulse is the stereotypical normal pulse. Clinically, it is quite rare, where most people have constitutional tendencies to particular disharmony patterns. And even when they are healthy, those tendencies can be detected in their pulses. A pure moderate pulse accompanied by signs of disharmony is, according to some sources, a sign of dampness. Most sources, however, seem to think that within a disharmony, a moderate pulse will take on the shading of the other pulse types so that its interpretation would depend on the complete configuration. Flooding pulse. A flooding pulse is a sign of excess heat with aspect of deficient yin. Treatment, therefore, consists of both cooling heat and nourishing the yin. This pulse is usually felt during febrile illnesses with thirst, irritability, and vomiting of blood, or in diseases with red, swollen skin ulceration. Occasionally, there is a flooding pulse whose surging forward movement is big but lacks strength and which recedes like a regular flooding pulse. If this pulse is accompanied by such signs as diarrhea, the interpretation is that the bigness signifies deficiency, as does an empty pulse, and the pulse is then considered a sign of deficiency. Heart disharmonies are also associated with this pulse. Another possible interpretation of flooding pulse is that it implies a situation in which heat on the interior is being restrained or bottled up by cold on the exterior. Minute pulse. A minute pulse signifies deficient yang and often accompanies patterns of extreme weakness with such signs as loose stools, bright face, little spirit, fear of cold, cold diarrhea, or cold uterine bleeding. This pulse frequently arises in the clinically urgent situation of vanquished yang and vanquished yin. Vanquished yang can arise when the yang is so extremely weak, signified by such signs as much oily perspiration, cold body, no thirst, very faint respiration, cold limbs, and coma, that it cannot nourish the yin. This causes the yin and yang to separate, leading to possible collapse, fainting or shock, or even death. Vanquished yin can occur because of great loss of fluids and evidenced by severe sweating, vomiting, diarrhea, and bleeding, and is accompanied by weakness, fear of heat, warm skin, thirst, coarse respiration, warm limbs, red, dry tongue, and a flooding but weak pulse. In this case, the yin can no longer nourish the yang, and the result may be similar to that of vanquished yang: separation, collapse, or death. Vanquished yin or yang can turn into one another, so even a vanquished yin situation can finally develop a minute pulse. Frail pulse. This pulse shows that the yang cannot raise the pulse, and so it is a sign of deficient yang and or deficient essence. It is primarily seen in deficient kidney patterns, along with such symptoms as sore bones, weak back and legs, asthma, tinnitus, or dizziness. A frail pulse is sometimes also seen in deficient cold spleen patterns. Li Shichen mentions that it's understandable and even normal to see this pulse in an elderly person, but if it is seen in a young person, the physician must be on the alert for a problem. Soggy pulse. This pulse is a sign of either deficient yin or deficient yin and yang both. It's most often seen after loss of blood, as well as in many serious deficiency patterns that are slightly more deficient or yin than of yang. Li Shichen says that if this pulse appears after a severe illness or a postpartum, it's normal and recovery will be easy. The tradition speaks of deficiency that can easily receive tonification and deficiency that cannot. This situation is deficiency that can receive tonification. If a person has this pulse but has no accompanying symptoms of deficiency, it's said that the pulse is without root, but the person should be treated in order to prevent disease. A soggy pulse can also appear along with a damped pattern, because dampness spreads everywhere and obstructs qi and blood movement. In this case, the soggy pulse is likely to have a tight, hindered quality. Sometimes, a soggy weak pulse appears with simultaneous dampness, distress, and deficient spleen patterns. Little pulse. This pulse is a sign of deficient essence, yin, or blood. It's more serious than any ordinary empty pulse, since in this case, the yang qi is less controlled by the yin, so that along with an empty feeling in the middle, the very surface of the pulse is hard and wiry. A little pulse often appears with miscarriages, uterine bleeding, or spermatoria. Hidden pulse. This pulse is usually a sign of a serious obstruction. If a hidden pulse is strong, the obstruction is usually excess cold or stagnant food, and is often accompanied by violent pain. When an extreme heat situation displays a hidden rapid pulse, it's a situation in which the pattern and pulse do not match and is therefore serious and difficult to treat. If the hidden pulse is without strength, it's usually a sign that yang qi is insufficient to raise the pulse. This is often seen in chronic illnesses accompanied by vomiting, diarrhea, cold limbs, or fainting. Occasionally, a person with a chronic pattern combining arrogant liver yang and deficient kidney yin will suddenly collapse and develop hemiplegia, and this pulse will appear. Some sources say that this can be a normal pulse during pregnancy. Confined or prison pulse. This pulse is basically a subcategory of the hidden pulse with strength. It again signifies cold obstruction with pain and the presence of lumps, tumors, or hernia. Research and cautions that if this pulse arises in the deficiency pattern, the situation is dangerous. Other sources mention it as appearing it with running piglet illness. Spinning being or moving pulse. This pulse is said to result from the chaotic movement of yin and yang. When severe pain interrupts the blood flow, or fright causes the qi to sneak away, the qi and blood lose their mutual nourishing function and generate this unharmonious pulse. Although a spinning being pulse is generally rapid, it does not necessarily imply a heat condition. It just implies great imbalance. Hollow pulse. This pulse generally appears after great loss of blood, but not in chronic patterns of deficient blood. It can also appear after depletion of fluids due to vomiting, diarrhea, excessive perspiration, and loss of sperm. Scattered pulse. A scattered pulse is a sign of extreme deficiency, especially of yang or of original qi. When seen in a chronic deficiency illness with deficiency signs, however, this pulse is unlike the weak pulse mentioned earlier, in which matching pulse and pattern meant the condition would be relatively easy to treat. In this case, because the scattered pulse is superficial, it shows that the normal qi or yang is floating away. This is extreme weakness, and the pattern is difficult to reharmonize. Some sources say that this pulse can have the uneven quality sometimes associated with a choppy pulse. This pulse is usually seen in chronic patterns or in patterns of exhaustion. The signification of the scattered pulse tends to remain the same no matter what other pulses it's found in combination with. The chart of combinations has therefore been omitted.